Waking up late with Dougie. 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 From Danger Studios in Carl Creek, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
And good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and of course I'm joined today with Peter Leonard.
Hey, good morning everybody.
And Elgin.
What's up,
Elgin
everybody?
Davis here, and fresh off his auditions.
Yeah.
Being an actor. And this is the WEI Network and IRN Internet Radio Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This ain't no pussy podcast. It's a show. It's a radio show.
Yeah.
And today you get Peter Leonard, and he's in rare form.
I'm feeling good today, man, except I woke up super early, and you did me a big favor, man. I had to have my...
His car broke down.
Well, not really. I took it in for service after getting these... I was at a doctor's office at 7 this morning... getting 8 shots in my spine from
they hurt.
And then, oh, jeez.
Did they hurt?
You know, if they hurt just like for a second, though, it's like almost like getting, it's less than getting a flu shot, tell you the truth.
I wonder how many people are still scared of needles. Like, I'm still scared to get shots. Like, as a kid, I got allergy shots.
Oh, did you?
You know, so when I was a young kid, when they had to give me that allergy test, they put this thing on my back, and mm-hmm. they drew, like, it looked like a score 4 or connect 4 fucking... Right. diagram or something, you mm-hmm. know.
It's still there, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And
they left it there.
And it was that was nice. It was like, oh, this is tickles, because they're using a pen to circle. Uh-huh. And then once they're done outlining, mm-hmm. I think I was like 6.
Yeah.
And once they got done outlining it, then the doctor would scrape away some of the skin
mm-hmm.
to determine all your allergies on this matrix on your back.
Right.
That was not fun.
No. They take, don't they use little like a scratch test? They
yeah,
do all these
like,
little scratches.
They did it when I was a kid. They did it like on your wrist, and they would take the thing, and then they would go, they'd stamp you with it.
Right.
And then they would know what each thing is or somehow. I don't fucking know.
Right. They would measure the reaction of this. Like each one of those things right. were some sort of allergy, like it was pollen or mm-hmm. it was all these different things you could be allergic to.
Dog
right?
hair.
And I remember we found out that I was allergic to chocolate milk.
Really?
Pollen mm-hmm. or chocolate, supposedly chocolate, pollen.
Wow.
Didn't stop
and,
you. Look at
you. And success.
And what's allergic to, I'm allergic
thanks
to
fucking stepping on my joke.
And success. That's fine. I'm allergic to ugly women. Whenever I go to a doctor, they say, oh, do you have any allergies? I'm allergic to ugly women.
Yeah. So get just ones away. That are pains in the
get
asses.
Get that nurse the fuck. Get the pretty one over here.
That's right.
So Pompano Ford, very nice people. Lincoln, I got my car. They drove me home. They wouldn't drive me to Carl Springs. They said, can you drop me off at the radio show?
Yeah.
And the guy said, nah, I could take you back to your house. I said, okay. So I got stuck.
And then I'm going
to
fuck you.
No, I got stuck in a car. This is a riot, man. I was the youngest person and I'm 59. I was the youngest person in a courtesy van for, you know, Pompano,
right.
Lincoln. So all these people, one
it's
guy.
It's not Lincoln Mercury anymore. There's no more Mercury.
Right, no Mercury.
It's just Pompano. It's Margate Lincoln.
Right.
You sit there, you're waiting for the guy to say the advertisement, like, Margate Lincoln, what the fuck?
And it's right, and there's no right anymore. They took because you know, they're not allowed. They took even. There's no more like thermometers don't have mercury anymore either because it's bad for the environment.
Yeah,
and it could kill you. They took the mercury out of the tuna, so and they took the mercury out of Lincoln. So they didn't want to harm the fucking drivers. Yeah. Would you put mercury in a goddamn car, Eldridge, and drive that fucking thing around? No.
I remember this kid was playing with it in his garage.
Yeah,
a few blocks away when I was a kid.
Playing with what?
With mercury, he put it on the garage, like on the floor of the garage, on the concrete.
Yeah,
and he had it there, and he was like, he was taking like a thing to play with it, like moving around, like the gobbles of it and uh-huh. shit. I'm like, isn't it bad if you touch that? I mean, isn't it like, like what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, oops, I've only seen it one time in my life. And
mercury
it was, like, in science class,
right?
And I was really young. I remember and just having the teacher pour it out on the, you know, counter. Mm-hmm. And it rolled around, and you know it was like, cool. And then they put it away.
It's like liquid silver. They should actually make boobs out of that for boob jobs.
That really,
you know what
that's
I mean?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, put that inside a.
That would be pretty heavy.
She,
think so?
Mercury. Well, your tits are like mercury. Imagine her jumping, bouncing on top of you like a riding you like a horse.
Yeah. Speaking of that, yesterday was National
Braless Day.
Yeah, did you see any boobs hanging out
no.
yesterday?
Yeah, man.
That was a good day to it was a good day to wander yesterday.
Stupid me, I went to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, what a schmuck. You know what I mean?
Of all the days I make it to the beach.
Right, I'm thinking this is going to be great. Do they consider a bikini top a bra? Because, you know, these...
Now, I don't know how many women actually participated in this. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to wear a bra today.
All the flat chicks did.
Yeah.
You know?
All the ones that, you know...
All the 32 Bs
trying
did,
to get a raise.
You know? The 34 As and the 32 Bs, you know? Maybe a 34 C snuck a little bit. If she's under 35 years old.
If you happen to...
And childless.
Yeah, but just because they're wearing no bra doesn't mean they're not wearing any shirts.
Yeah, no just bra, not. But she's got 14 sports bras on.
Yeah.
And that's when you walk them through the frozen food section at Publix. Hey, come here. Can you look at this?
I thought we were coming here for potato chips.
Look what's on sale over here.
Yeah, let's go stand over here by the grapes.
Stand here by the frozen
produce
oranges.
And shit. Yeah.
No,
it's not a bad idea.
Right?
Take them out. Hey, I want to see what kind of ice cream they have.
Are you walking to what's that supermarket where all the your people shop? What's that one on 441? The
Penn Dutch?
Western Beef.
Western Beef.
Western Beef.
The hell's that?
Yeah, Western Beef.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Western Beef is on 441 and 18th. So, yeah. You know, and it's mafia owned out of New Jersey.
Really?
All right. Oh, yeah. You walk in there. First of all, have you gone there?
Yeah, I've been in there one time.
You walked into the meat section?
No, I didn't go into the meat section.
Oh, my God. Dude, they have a meat section.
Wait a minute. Is it a fucking meat department? What is it? You said
it's a whole grocery store. It's like a supermarket. Yeah.
Whole grocery store.
And it's called meat?
Western Beef.
Western Beef.
It's on 441 and 18th.
All right.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Oh, your wife would love it because they got really great produce. Really?
What the, is that racist? What the hell?
No, because I know she, because every time I come here,
you always ask questions about lettuce and shit.
Because you always have great vegetables here, and I know that, you know, it's a big Asian thing, vegetables, and that's my wife, keeping you very healthy.
I've lost, I've lost weight, man. You can, everybody stand
made
back.
A duty?
Big one. no, but I'm starting to notice, you know, after a few weeks. Elgin's training. Look at him. He's training, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you look like a toothpick, man.
Thank you.
That's the idea.
Look at his arms, though. He looks like
he's working out to be like a...
Dude, wait, there's a string hanging from your sleeve. Grab that. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your arm.
Anyway. Listen,
That's a great... you like that? Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. get a hold of yourselves.
Look at him. Finally cracked
see,
him up.
He gets so happy when he makes you laugh.
But that was because so he's good. Honest enough to laugh out loud
was,
as opposed
that
to
was
you,
a good joke.
Who can't laugh out loud.
I'm trying to
keep
my composure here.
Well, you just can't laugh out loud. Anybody else can't be funny. So, anyway.
that was
funny. Yeah, so these chicks, man. I don't know. How do you go braless when you've breastfed three kids and you're 45 years old.
Well, they also do like the pantless ride on the subway too. So people are just going.
Hey man, I didn't name the holiday, but so you know, listen, you gotta follow it.
So yeah. I gotta get back to Western Beef. So you go into this Western Beef and the meat section, they have these, you know, those plastic strips that hang down to like when you go into a cold area, like you see, you know, like you're walking into the storage area at Publix, like you know.
Yeah,
but it's this. But the whole section is cordoned off, so that it's like you walk in there and you're fucking freezing. The minute you walk in there, your fucking balls shrivel up. It's like you get your fingers get pruny. It's so goddamn cold.
Really?
But they keep everything like oh my god. And there's aisles and aisles of like, you know, beef, and they even have little you know whole like lambs lying there. I don't know what they have.
Wow.
Mary
wow.
had a little lamb. I saw
you
something.
You want me to take care of this for you? I can chop
I gotta
this
go
up.
In there now.
Oh, you know what was disgusting? I saw something on the internet. I saw a lamb. They do this in Australia. It's a, they take, you know like tofurkey where they take whatever it is.
Tofurkey,
the
yeah.
turkey and they shove it into something else and a duck into
a
chicken.
A turducken,
right.
Yeah.
They do this shit with a sheep, with you know, lamb. They shove inside of a pig and they shove that inside of a cow.
You're
and cook it, and they spit roast it. I swear to God.
At Western Beef?
The bones?
No, in Australia. They had Western Beef. Yeah, while you're sitting there.
Yeah. Gather the kids, hon.
Yeah, we're going to go have some cow hoochie. What it is? Can you imagine that?
You thought last time you got excited, we picked our own lobster.
Right. You shove a lamb. I was going to bring my fishing rod in there because they have live fish.
They do the whole thing, the hoofs and everything, or do they just take the meat and stuff it in there?
No, the whole thing they shove. I mean, really? I don't know.
The fucking head, the neck. Any rate, so...
The animal, they have to prepare it somehow.
Well, they take the skin off.
And take the hooves off and, like, make it, like, you know, season it. They're not going to just stick these three animals together.
All right, some cooks like to cook it, but I'm going to have the pig take a running start and jump straight into the calf's ass.
Right. Right. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, some guy says, you know, there's two chefs making it. One guy has the meat all prepped. He's getting the wrapping like a... They put it. He's doing the preparation. The other guy's trying to train the fucking calf to run up the.
He's
the,
got a hoop.
You must run up the pig's ass.
He's holding like a hula hoop for him to jump through. You know, yeah. Come on,
jump through the hoop.
And you see like a montage.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
the training the dog the yeah, pig the fucking to jump
guy.
Up there.
You know, yeah. Yeah, it's true. The guy they put a rocket on the guy like an Acme rocket pack.
Right.
Run and jump through the hoop. Jump through the pig's ass.
Yeah. Speaking of animals and shit, you know what, man? The other day was like the 20th anniversary of when those two idiots out in Vegas, man, Roy and Siegfried and whatever, right. Siegfried and Roy.
And they got eaten up in front of people.
That he got, yeah.
Could you imagine being there? I mean, I've mentioned this before.
Imagine taking your child there.
Yeah.
Explain that to your kid.
Well, it went on for a long time. They're lucky that it lasted as long as it did. Without
what?
That,
what? Him throwing, him, that throwing him around? Throwing him around?
Yeah.
I love her. Still love her.
She,
don't shoot
don't
her.
Don't hurt the tiger.
Don't shoot her.
Yeah, he's got blood spurting
I
everywhere.
I love her.
Listen, when you fuck with an animal like that, and, you know, you're prodding them with these electric things, and they're going to turn on you once in a while. You can only back it.
That's what I'm trying
to say,
yeah.
They're animals. I mean, that's the whole point.
Hey, listen to this. There's a guy who is...
Are you right, dude? You're smacking.
His dog was backed into. I left my water somewhere. His dog was backed into a. I'll get one. Something, and in the corner, and attacked
somebody. Into a pig.
So they're trying to use the stand your ground law, because they want to put this guy's dog to sleep, because it attacked somebody. But the guy was like, you know, torturing the dog. You know, going to fuck with the guy's dog and. Stand your ground for a dog. Isn't that interesting?
Now, the guy went to kill the neighbor's dog. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he went to like fuck with the neighbor's dog or something that was outside, and he was you know, teasing it and shit, a drunk guy. And the dog bit him. So now they want to put the dog to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that always sucks.
Yeah. So
dog
you know,
bites.
Oh, God. I had a dog. I told you this. One of my clients was a dog bite attorney in Plantation.
Right.
And he was. I wrote a slogan for him. I forgot the guy's name. But because our bark is worse than your bite. Because in court, our bark is worse than your bark. It was very funny.
Exciting.
Clever, right?
Yeah.
So, arf, arf, arf. No, but this guy said, you know, postal workers, this is true. He did like 3,000 cases in a 10-year period of postal workers getting bitten.
Yeah, well.
That's amazing, man.
My dog ran out because we have a neighbor now that has a nice, it's a good-looking dog. It looks like part Dalmatian.
Good looking dog.
Part the neighbors have a dog. But it's still a puppy. But it's already twice size of our little white dog.
Good looking in what way?
The dog's a good looking dog. You know, it's a girl. So player goes running out there.
I'm worried about him.
Player goes running out there, and he goes, and he hasn't been around a dog in a while, so he gets a little snippy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other dog's a puppy. You know.
Right.
And then I'm realizing as I'm walking through their yard. Yeah, because my dog, for some reason, because that dog's there, he's territorial, so he takes shit when he runs out the front door now. He takes a shit in that yard.
Your dog takes
shit? Yeah, he used to never shit in that yard, you know what I mean? But now that there's a dog there, a female dog that he's a little taken by, he thinks he's going to leave a load out there in the neighbor's yard. So when I was out there chasing
him, he
ran out this morning when you first got here, and I ran out there, and I was trying to get him, and she had her dog on the leash. And they're like snipping a little bark, you know. And you always got to remain calm when that happens. You don't want to freak out, like, what's the matter? You know, and the dog and senses the tension and they start barking and fighting. So I'm like, hey, they're cool. And the other dog's, and then finally my dog sniffs the other dog's ass, which is a good sign. That means they're kind of getting to know each other.
That's what you did on your first date?
That's what I did when I met my homecoming date.
Right.
Hey, did you buy me a corsage? No, just bend over. Let's get this over with.
I want to smell some real roses.
Yeah. So, but he maintained his calm and everything. But I'm standing there, and there's that dried up bunch of shit my dog had, left.
Now, of course, you picked it up.
Yeah, I almost stepped in it.
Well,
it's like, fuck, excuse me. Wow.
You're always stepping in shit.
All the time. Anyway, but I did mention this. I saw another video Yeah, you know, like we should, that's what we should do. We start what you saw on Facebook this week. I got a video that I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm almost anguishing in pain after watching it.
What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
It was a guy who was supposedly like body surfing, and he had a jellyfish on his face.
Oh boy!
You know, he was like body surfing or whatever, and he came up and it was fucking on his face. And you know, if that happens, that you know, would a jellyfish get stuck to your face? I mean, really. Not, I mean, I've gotten bit by man of war.
Have you?
You know, it stings. It's like fucking crazy. Then the lifeguard puts the ammonia on you.
Right.
And, you know, it's still, you swell up depending. Mm-hmm. Like one time it got around my leg a little bit. Mm-hmm. It got it from the top part of my foot up around my leg and like around my calf, but not all the way around. He goes, here's your lucky, because if it goes around, like if you have it all around your arm, you know, as it goes around, it can like numb the,
really?
It gets worse. It's a lot more dangerous.
You know what they say? Urine.
Well, I heard that was a misnomer. I heard that's not.
It's a myth.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a misnomer. It's not exactly true. You know.
Yeah, it's not true.
The matter of fact, part of the video is the guy screeching in pain and holding the thing on his like you know, and she grabs like a towel and puts her hand over it and pulls it off his face, and the guy's sitting there, and that stings. I mean, your whole face. It must be going. You can almost go into shock.
Imagine
that's a part. And all of a sudden, you see that she squats over him.
Uh-huh.
And starts pissing on his face.
Oh, it has to be fake.
That has to be fake.
That has to be set up.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you saw a guy come running out of the beach with a jellyfish stuck to his face?
It's so like...
I've seen guys get pissed on, you know, but never with a jellyfish on their face.
I walked in the wrong room once.
No, the other day, not the beach. I saw a chick squatting on a guy, peeing on a guy's face just for the fuck of it. I mean, you know, it's almost empty.
Do you ever have a girl piss on you?
No.
The closest I've come to it was in the shower, like, you know... And it's strangely warm. You know, it's like, whoa, that's different.
It's 98 degrees. That's what it is. You know what I mean? It is. Right? It's 98.6.
Right.
If she's normal. But you know what?
Yeah, matter of fact, piss on my leg. I want to see if you're normal.
Honey, I want to take your temperature. Be on me. You shove something.
Some guys have their own ways of figuring out if somebody's...
Do I have a fever?
Yeah, right.
Take my temperature. Okay, piss in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to use the rectal thermometer. Come here.
Yeah. There's no mercury in that. Yeah, just my cock.
That's exactly correct.
I don't like mercury. Okay, I have my own way of taking your temperature.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, you were talking about a library. You know, on the way, we picked up, what he wasn't saying was I picked him up this morning because he didn't have a car. His car is being serviced.
Yes.
And, you know, I went to swing by his pad and pick this gentleman up.
Joe,
we passed the fucking library.
Yeah, and I said to him, you know, have you ever been to that library? And he said, no, I've never been in there. And which caused me to think, you know what? When's the last time I actually stepped into a library? And it's been...
Since college was probably the last time
Jesus Christ,
library.
And it's funny. Elgin, how about you, man?
I couldn't even tell you the last time I went into a library.
Have you been to a library? You know what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a lot of books there.
Yeah.
They keep the books in there.
What are books, though?
Yeah. You know, you might have some overdue books that you perhaps forgot about.
Yeah. Definitely not. I mean... That'd be funny though if I did.
Yeah,
I had a traumatic experience in the library.
Did you really?
When I was at Flagler College, you know, we had study hour because our grades weren't that good. So the
hour collectively or hour
the whole team. No, everybody had to show up unless you had over a certain point, you know, 3.0 grade point average. You had to show up at study hall.
You actually had to go to class. You mean?
And even I went to
big,
class.
Big athletic stud like you? I'm just curious because half these athletes in college listen.
Can I tell my own story? You want to keep talking about what the fuck, you know?
Go ahead.
So we're all hanging out. You know, we all go to school. So we're all, and you're going to do what you do as a freshman in college. There's a hot chick there. Big, you know, brunette with curly hair and big titties and tall. I still remember her. And I'm sitting there talking to her. You know, hey, what's up? And I'm sitting there. And my buddy, Jim Stavrijon, comes up from behind me and pulls my drawers down. And I was going commando. I didn't fucking have any underwear because those soccer shorts had their own underwear.
There was no underwear day.
So I'm sitting there all exposed in front of this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the water was cold that day, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was laughing her ass off. Huh?
No, everybody laughed. And
right.
I don't like libraries.
Yeah. Last time I went was, I guess it was, I don't know, 2008 when everything crashed around me and shit and the whole world unfolded and the, you know.
Why would somebody go to a library? Like, think about it. I mean, isn't your computer your library now?
Yeah, somewhat. Sure.
Or you, like, you, it's sometimes there's there's an excitement. There's almost a romance to going in there and using the Dewey Decimal System and finding something in the fiction department, I don't know, or reference department, right? There's departments in libraries, right? There's reference, which is like encyclopedias and dictionaries and thesauruses. And then there's fiction, which are books about fiction.
And there's novels. There's novels. Nonfiction.
There's novels.
Nonfiction.
There's nonfiction.
And there's biographies.
What's the other one? Isn't there... like with space and shit. What's that?
Science fiction.
Science fiction. Is there a science fiction section in
the
library?
It's almost like watching cable TV.
Right.
And you can flip. There's the westerns.
And there's a periodical section, right? There's where all the newspapers are and things like that.
When I was a kid, this is how old I am. You'd go to the library and they had the day's newspaper on these long sticks.
Yeah, they look like kendo swords.
Right. That you would roll and you could actually roll through the newspaper like this without having to. Then and also you had microfiche, which are these little film things on film, and you put it on this thing at a player in front of you, a big screen. You turn on the light.
I remember in college.
You can go through like a year's worth of.
I remember going in.
New York Times or Time Magazine.
I remember doing this part. We would search something. You would have to go and find out. Okay, I have to find out what the atlas or the almanacs or the numbers that recorded this or whatever it was that, and you got the dates. And then from the date, you would go to the periodical section, the microfix section, and pull up 1972, and you'd find the New York Post, and they had an article about that, so you'd get a picture of that microfiche and has footnote that in your report. That's how you use the library.
Right.
And
they're basically plagiarizing every fucking thing by using the library. So, like today's world, these kids have
cut
it easy.
Cut and paste the encyclopedia. Here's my report on icebergs.
Right. It's very easy. Last time I actually went to get a book on suicide, and they said I had to read it there. I said, why? I said, well, the last guy didn't bring it back. But I have friends who actually live in my, you met them, the Brit.
Yeah.
The British guy and his wife.
Island Monkey Loon.
Yeah, they go, by the way, man, I'll tell you a funny story, man. He got a hernia like 2 weeks ago. He's been in pain. He's been staying home, tried to make it to work. He's waiting for workman's comp to kick in because he claims he did it at work. In the meantime, he's drinking a case of beer a day.
Right.
You can't go near him. He's fucking out of his mind.
Oh, it's like he had a bad personality situation before?
Yeah, it's a bad situation. But they go to the library. Does he
listen to the show?
No. Every week they go to the
library. Because, whenever you speak of him, I don't speak well of him.
No, because he was an asshole to you, and, that was it. But because the British are very...
I brought a bottle of wine to Thanksgiving dinner, and he goes, what is this swill?
Oh, yeah. Like he's... Like this is a guy who's drinking...
Like he's Henry VIII.
Yeah. He's drinking... what do you call it? Bush beer and shit. He's drinking a case of Bush beer. He's
drinking fucking
shit.
Pabst beers.
PBR.
Well, that's worried about my fancy pants.
You're a beer guy, no?
Yeah, I like PBR.
PBR is happening now. It's a cool beer. That's what they're
I think it's just people like it because it's cheap. Mm. You can get drunk.
Quantity, not quality.
They always give you like two for ones and,
Speaking of college days, that's something I learned. We used to get the suitcases of Bush beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the cans, and you get them in that suitcase.
Yeah.
It was like $6.99 for like an 18-pack.
Well, that's it's still a Budweiser. It's Anheuser-Busch product, so you can't.
And by the way, while
we're
speaking about beer, I'm going to tell everybody I mentioned a beer that I got to tell you has been fantastic. I think it's Guinness Blonde.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
It's a bottled beer. They put it out now.
Yeah, it's Guinness Blonde. It's like the merger. It's like the hybrid of American beer.
Everybody's getting into that. By the way, I think they're announcing the approval today. But you're a big financial guy. InBev, Anheuser-Busch, InBev and Miller.
Miller and the merger.
Correct. They're going to become, it's going to be the biggest beer company in the world.
Right.
Really?
Because
they have like four of the top brands already.
Right.
One of the companies.
Well, InBev. Bud Light.
Bud was recently, InBev was announced,
InBev is a German company.
It was a German company that merged with them with Budweiser a few years ago. They bought them out. After the financial crisis.
That was a huge thing.
Yeah.
America's bottled beer is now owned by the fucking Jerry's,
Yeah. Yes, it's going to taste better.
Yeah.
Not going to taste like piss
water. You will like it!
You can still keep the stock symbol, Bud.
Yeah, right.
Because they did. The stock symbol is still BUD.
Yeah.
Even though the company's AmBev.
Right. InBev.
InBev.
Right.
Well, InBev, AbBev, fuck it.
E-I-N-D-E-B.
Remember this quote? 2120, 2112, whatever it takes. Remember?
No.
You remember where that was from?
Nope.
Because we were talking about funny movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mom.
Oh, that was a great movie.
You ever see that movie,
Michael
Mr.
Keaton.
Mom, with Michael Keaton?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
He's fixing the house. He gets the guy, I guess his wife is working with this handsome guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has the fucking chainsaw and shit. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to remodel this thing, whatever. It's like, right. What are you going to be doing, 2020? No, 2120, 2112, whatever it takes. Yeah.
Yeah, the clothes pin on his nose, changing the baby's diaper for the first time. Yeah, it was fucking
great, great flick.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know how we got to it, but that's how what I saw on Facebook.
What did I see? I just showed you guys the two gerbils sitting next to each other. Not gerbils, guinea pigs sitting next to each other, and they start
spaghetti. Right?
They're eating a piece of spaghetti together, and one starts on one end, obviously. The other one starts, and they just get closer and closer and closer and closer,
and they're fighting over it. They're actually fighting. They
not really
kissing.
They kind of.
I didn't see any tongue.
Well, they had because they got spaghetti stuck in their teeth.
Yeah, they were like fighting over that last beat, and
you want to brush your teeth.
They were
first.
Like looking for it, each of them. Then they realized, fuck, there's nothing left. And they were like, I guess that's it.
They're chewing on each other's tongues.
Yeah.
I love that. But that was adorable, man. That's what I saw this week. What did you see, Elgin?
I saw a video where this kid, he puts a string and then like a cherry tomato on the end of the string and hangs it from the ceiling underneath a spinning fan blade.
Right.
And he's so fast, he jumps through, gets the tomato, and comes back down from the fan blades, and it destroys his head. He gets hit so hard.
No, come on,
He gets knocked by the fan?
Oh, yeah. He goes to jump in and get it, and he goes, boom, the fan, like, breaks, and he's like, ah, and he does like a front flip. He falls on the floor.
That's
and
stupid.
It's funny because it's narrated by him in a very serious, and now I'm going to attempt to get the tomato. And then it's really funny. You
the fan was moving.
What was he
very fast.
And he jumped from what?
He thought he could jump through the fan?
Jump, like the spinning fan blade, go through it, get the tomato, come back down, unscathed.
And just his arm, like his hand.
No, his face. Like he bites it. But
Oh, my God.
He was going to bite it and come out. know what? Can you imagine?
Fan on four, I could do it.
He could have gotten decapitated.
Oh, I mean, he really could have gotten
I've seen hurt. Somebody get nailed with a ceiling fan.
Could have snapped
fan.
His neck. Have you? Hit him at the
a
right
kid,
time.
Yeah. The family was over our house. This is when South Florida, you got to have a fucking ceiling fan, you know, and save money on air conditioning.
Right.
And that was a big fate. So the little kid, the guy was playing with the kid, and he lifted the kid up, and the kid's head hit the fucking ceiling fan.
Oh, shit.
And it was like a one-and-a-half-year-old. It was like, what the fuck?
They rushed to the hospital?
No, I think the kid was all right. I mean, it was like donk in the fans.
And you bumped into him today, and he's like, doi, 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 doi.
Hey, you remember where the fan
doi, 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 doi.
You remember where the fan hit you in the head? Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Who are you?
Yeah. You still talk to my mom?
Oh, Jesus. Can you imagine some kid comes to your house and you're responsible for its demise or its fucking.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be awful.
How could you ever live with yourself? And
it's like these people who go to a birthday party. They send their kid to a birthday. That kid drowns in somebody's pool, you know?
Yeah.
Which here happens constantly.
One of the last stories we did was the guy who had the, I guess it was a kid slept over a kid's house, and the python got out and killed the kid. Remember?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just strangled the kid to death in his sleep.
What?
That was two kids in New York about 3 years ago. Oh, my God. And it came from somebody's apartment.
Yeah, from above. There was a...
Got out of a thing.
From below, came up, got out and went up the thing and strangled the kids in bed.
Right, and what was really weird is that the one kid didn't scream or anything to wake the other kid. It's like they just immediately just maybe got so scared or some shit. They were like,
maybe, yeah.
You ever go to scream? Remember when that guy first, you know, did that thing to you? You couldn't scream, could you? No.
You remember when that guy
did that thing
asked you to touch you there? That's bad. No, it's not. Not if you're praying while you do it.
There have been so many cases of that shit lately.
Yeah, I don't want to listen. I don't want to talk about that nonsense.
Well, it's nonsense.
It is. Here's what I want to talk about.
The Pope was here
I'm excited
week.
Because yeah. I you asked me if I've ever bought clothes on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like shopping. I hate being in a shopping mode. I don't want to be around people.
Right.
You know, I like to try things myself, and I hate trying on stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's okay if you're a skinny dude and you're trying on shit, that's fun. But when you're a fat guy, trying on shit is not fun.
Right.
right? So I'm gonna go with my gut on something. Literally, I'm gonna go with my gut, and you know, obviously, if I'm buying dress shirts because I went shopping for dress shirts mm-hmm. to use when I perform, I want to get nice shirts to match my new shoes, which I just got, and you guys saw come in. Nice suede, purple, ox blood, different shades, nice dress shoes. You know,
ox blood.
Yeah,
that's a nice color, isn't it?
That's for
that's a color. That's what the color said. Wow. Oxblood. I'm like,
all the guys in the bodega are gonna love it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All your friends.
Yeah, Peter's,
when you go to play dominoes tonight, you're gonna love.
When we first got here, Peter goes, "No, you're gonna really look like a spick."
Yeah, right.
I mean, those are pimp shoes, man. Those are.
Yeah, you look like you're pimping, baby. Pimping hard.
No, they're really cool.
They are cool shoes.
But I'm waiting to get the shirts because you can never trust. First of all, color.
Yeah,
when you buy something on the internet, you see it on the screen. You're like, okay, and then it comes, and like that's not even close to the color.
Right,
right. I mean, it's just green. I didn't want green for mm-hmm. God's sakes. So I was a little nervous.
Right,
and even when I ordered the ox blood, I'm like, well, what color can that? It has to be some sort of red, right, or some sort of you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, you thought both those shoes were the same color. One's purple, and one's ox blood. There's clearly a difference.
And I said you should wear one left and one right. wear one on each foot. Right, wear the red one and then the purple one, and he looked like a court jester.
Yeah, now when I just wear a hat with bells hanging on.
Or you could paint numbers on the back and go bowling.
Yeah.
Right, Eldridge?
Yes.
Stupid.
I stole a pair of bowling shoes in Rochester, New York. I was on a bowling league, and they had just gotten these brand new shoes. I wouldn't steal a pair of used.
Well, wasn't that the idea of why they make them look so ugly so people wouldn't steal them?
Yeah.
Wasn't that why they made them like that?
Yeah, but
that
I took them.
Fuck yeah, they're stylish. I've stolen a pair of bowling shoes before.
They were so cool,
but
man.
They're not very good when you're walking through like a blacktop parking lot on them.
Why?
You slip on your fucking ass sometimes.
Oh really?
By the way, I haven't gone bowling in a while, but the last two or three times I've gone bowling, I had to rent shoes, and the rental shoes suck. Okay, first of all, I always slip on my ass.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like there's no there's.
They're worn. They're worn.
To like it's like the bottom is like
right.
is like wood flooring itself.
It's better to just bring your own shoes.
Socks. You fucking bring socks. I mean,
are you allowed to bowl in socks?
When we were kids, we used to. We didn't save money on shoes. He said, "Don't wear any fucking shoes. Just put on your socks."
Right.
But I bowl. You know, I have a styled bowl. I have a what do you how would you say? I have a professional bowling approach. I have I've got the swing, the fucking. You got the split of the legs and everything, and all that's going on.
You get to turn. You get to. Do you turn your wrist?
Nah,
and you
used
the whole
I used
thing.
To be able to throw a big hook, and I don't.
All that shit.
I used to fingertip bowl.
Did
I
you?
I used to put my like these two fingers in like this, and this would be a little. And I would, dude. I'd stand there at the car, kaboom, crash into the pocket.
You see that? You bowl
like a little over 200 average.
You bowler?
Yeah.
But then I couldn't. Then I tried. Ever since I've been back, I'm trying to do the. You know, I got a light one. I got
a
little one.
I was on a bowling
one.
Team back in the day. We
yeah.
You know, I got a little. And my curve. Brother was a bowler.
Which pin?
Yeah.
Which,
going to
which
the
pin were you?
Which man?
Yeah. You ever? If you're a bowler, ever bowl a 600 series?
No, fuck no.
600 series, because when you bowl in a league, you play three games,
right?
So a 600 series, at least 200. Perfect, yeah. At least every three game you bowl a 200 at least mm-hmm. every game, an average right. of 200.
Yeah,
right. So
game.
That's 600 series, 700
you good?
Series.
Can you do that?
I had a few. Wow. Brunswick used to give us this blue cup, like a glass, every time he got something like that in
right.
the league. So I did a few 600 series.
Nice.
You know, cool. Came close. I think the closest 280 big. Something on a never bowled a 300 game. Really? But now we went. But now I go, you know, if you haven't bowled in a while and you go fucking bowling, you got to rent the shoes. And then you take that first approach and you slip on your ass.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fucking terrible.
And then your knee hurts because mm-hmm. you're not used to doing it. It's like bowling is almost like sprinting if you bowl properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you spill your beer and then you get the chicken
then you
wing.
Get, and yeah. And then some asshole comes walking onto the alley with the beer and he gets it on the floor.
Ugh.
And now you stick. Now you go to throw the ball, and you end up flying through the air like fucking Fred Flintstone.
You should just sue somebody. Fall and
sue. Has that ever happened when you bowl? You ever like your foot gets stuck, so instead of sliding, you actually your foot stops and you go forward?
This is not bullshit. When I was in college, I would drive 16 miles from Brockport, New York, to Rochester to a bowling league that I was in with my weed dealer and a bunch of his friends.
Well, that's
got to
be fun.
And he's got, oh my God, well, because these guys would eat like two, three Quaaludes, snort a bunch of coke, smoke a bunch of weed, and then start drinking and go bowling.
Right.
And Ted, I swear to God, if I saw him fall once he fell 10 times, I saw him bounce a ball into the next alley.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen
you know, all fucked up. I've never seen it. That was the only time I saw that. And it was, but we had a blast. I mean, it was a lot of, but until you had to You know, the winters were just a bitch for me, driving fucking 15 miles in snowstorms and shit to go bowling. You know?
Hey, you remember I told you the story about my friend with the fights at Don Carter's?
We were talking about it.
So my same friend Kirk, we all went bowling one night. It was like mm-hmm. midnight bowling. We used to have midnight bowling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you the center pin was red and you knocked it, then you go down to the other alley. If you got a strike with the pins that didn't have a head pin.
I did that before, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
If you strike, you can get a strike with mm-hmm. no head pin, then you get like $100 or whatever, something ridiculous.
Wow.
So we're out there one night, we're drinking. Anyway, so my buddy Kirk, he's like 6'4", he's like a football player, but he was not very graceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when he bowled, it was funny. It would look like the Statue of Liberty approaching. You know what I mean? It was like right. this awkward motion and
uh-huh. no fluidity.
Right. There's no exactly no fluidity at all. And
you have to.
And the people stand. God bless these young dudes, Spanish guys, were out there standing to our left. When he went to bowl, they all started fucking cracking up, laughing at him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, you know, this is not good. It was just him and I, a couple of people. And right. You know, he turns around like Frankenstein. He goes, "I'll fucking kill you, motherfuckers." People screamed, and you know, and then everybody wanted to watch Kirk bowl. Anyway, this is the Wake and Play with Dougie show, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good morning.
And Elgin David's here.
What's up?
And we'll be right back with Straight from the Headlines. Got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Of interest. And we'll be back with that and more right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end. Finding out along the way what it takes to keep love living. You should know how it feels, my friend.
You ready for love? Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Wednesday morning. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Ready for love. Put your pants back on, Doug.
And Elgin David, of course.
Yes, I am here.
And, man, it's been a rough day here in the studio. Just trying to get things going, for God's sakes. Well, but we did it. We know we're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's equipment failure. You know, right? You got to take a little time out sometimes for some equipment maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, which you haven't done in 5 years.
What are you talking about? I clean everything and stuff. You know what I will probably do? I'll probably get new. Do you really have to get new speaker wires every year or two?
You know, I mean,
for God's sakes.
I mean, you know, my
cords, I should say, not speaker wire.
Yeah, they're expensive, you know, but not that bad. You know, do you have the. Well, can
I
tell
you? I mean, you know, if you have to replace them every year or two, I'll do it, but shit, they're fucking cords.
I don't think you have to replace them every year or two. You have to actually just clean the contacts and get that. You know, that air spray that shit, and maybe take some alcohol and a Q-tip and clean the contacts. That's, you know.
You seem to know what you're doing. Why don't you do it one day for me?
Well, you know, give me $100. I'll take your whole
yeah,
board.
$100. That's a lot sure. of money, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Take it in.
You crazy?
Yeah, take it to a professional. They'll charge you thousands.
You know, as we have the studio here in the house,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, my wife mentioned to me not to let anybody walk through the room.
The bedroom.
Right.
Yeah, what goes on in that bedroom, man?
A lot goes on.
Like Elgin, you almost yelled at him. He went to Bali.
Oh, we still got a swing hanging from the fucking roof. So my wife's going to be embarrassed.
I'm figuring there's like condoms flung against the wall
yeah.
and stuck there.
Yeah,
and
I use
shit.
Condoms.
I don't know what you do.
I haven't used, well, you know.
At home, you mean?
Yeah, I remember.
How about on the road?
No, I don't, you know.
You don't use condoms?
I don't have any need to use condoms. I always let them just do oral. Anyway, no, I'm a good man, dude. I'm, I listen, as a touring guy, I'm a. It's nice, It's nice when a woman kind of, you know.
Kaylin and I lie here and talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, right, look at Elgin's looking at you like, listen, no one's going to buy that shit.
Yeah.
My wife would never, you know.
No, shit.
Out of all the men.
Not for all the
listen,
yen
if,
in the world.
If my wife ever cheated on me, I'm sure it'd be somebody taller than me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? She's not going to go lower.
That's true.
She's not going to find a shorter guy.
No. Nah.
She's going to find, you know what I mean? She's going to find a
maybe.
Dude. She'll find thinner and taller. She'll sleep with, like me. If I, you know,
she'll fuck Manute Bol.
It has to be somebody. It has to be somebody much hotter.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you have a girl, like you wouldn't cheat on your girl, I know, but if it ever happened, it'd have to be somebody. At least, you know, you can go, well, would you not fuck her? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you could, even the Pope be like, look, I was unfaithful to my wife, but this is the girl I banged. He goes, oh, you're forgiven.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then he asked his date, the little boy, and said, what?
Yeah, what do you think, little Billy?
Kill your Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the thing out of your mouth.
At any rate.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't talk with your mouth full.
He is so stupid. I don't know why I listen to him all the time. He's crazy, I tell you.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Don't forget, it's Wednesday night. And you know what that means. Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's.
Mm, great food.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I'm going to, you know, again, on Wednesdays, I don't eat all day, and I wait till I go there.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we had So You Think You Can Feature.
Right.
And Elgin did a great job. But that was weird. The crowd got a little, there was that moment in time, sometimes in the contest.
Mm-hmm. Who won?
Robert Bass. Darius Culpepper took second, and Julie took third.
That's a fishy contest, man. I don't know.
What do you mean that's fishy?
Robert Bass also just advanced in the Florida's Funniest.
Yeah, him and Chris Flanagan.
Fishy. Bass.
Okay.
Okay.
If you have to explain the fucking joke, Peter.
Well, no, it just went over your head. See, you're the one who wants to get
it. Listen, it doesn't.
You want to get it.
Nothing's going over my head. You understand? Yeah, no. I see it. I hear it. I smelt it. I understood it. And
no, you didn't.
You know, I'm trying to carry on with the show. Yeah, if I keep letting you sidetrack the show and take the show hostage, you know, and talk about shit, well, he gets everything.
I know. He's just quiet. He's just a strong silent.
Yeah, look at him. He's like he's.
He's stoned.
He's like, yeah, exactly.
He's a strong silence.
Stoned. That's what
yeah,
it is.
He looks fucked up, man. Right? Get some more sleep, man. You had to walk in there every Tuesday to prevent sleeping and shit.
Well, I haven't been feeling good lately.
That's
know?
True.
So what's wrong? The head, cold, stomach, what?
No, I just have like a little...
AIDS. Little AIDS.
Just a little
AIDS. Just a splash.
Yeah.
Just a splash. Yeah.
I got a little bit on my
just
foot.
A pinch
like
of
being a little bit pregnant.
Yeah.
Hey, so what happened to you? What, you got a fever? It's cold or something?
I think it's just a cold. It'll go away in like...
And you kissed me hello, you fucking screaming queen?
Well, you know, I can't...
Jesus Christ, you know I'm susceptible.
Yeah, he didn't ask you to use tongue, though.
I'm fucking 59. I get a cold, I could die.
Yeah.
Like London.
7-year flu.
Join London Lee.
Hey, by the way, it's that time.
Straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. Straight from the headlines. We pull headlines straight from the news and world sources because we think it's funny.
You think it is.
I think it is. At least I'm doing it. You pulled those.
No.
You pulled some stories, didn't you?
There's some funny. I pulled something over here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can count on you pulling that.
That's it.
Right?
Elgin, you heard some funny stuff this week, no?
Absolutely.
So what happened today?
So much funny stuff happened.
No, but there is a lot. There's a ton going on in the world today that they just killed a bunch of people in Israel. I mean,
now,
I'm so
sick of this,
man.
I was going to mention this about what I saw on Facebook,
so
but I saw somebody posted the video.
Right.
Of there's just people sitting at a bus stop and walking down a street, and some guy goes plowing the fuck into these people.
Yeah.
Right, and then he jumps out of the car and he has a big butcher knife.
What?
And he starts hacking away at some old lady he ran over.
When was this?
This is in Israel, in Jerusalem. Or not Jerusalem, in Israel. Right on the streets, these Palestinians, these fucking people, they had other knife attacks, right? There was a lot of knife attacks. They're going and attacking people on the street and shit. And this happened, and while the guy's doing that, some bystander who happened to be carrying a gun runs over and starts shooting the guy. And he hit the floor and he even got up again. He tried to throw the knife at the guy.
Yeah.
And then he gets shot again. And then a couple other people pull up, and then finally the Israeli soldiers show up.
Maybe, maybe he was on Flocka.
Yeah.
It's been going around lately.
Listen.
But that's crazy.
And it's all kinds of turmoil. You got Russia beating cock, you know, going up there and then whipping out their cock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really out there just busting ass. And he even fucking down. He looked at Obama and go, this is how you kick the fuck out of these people.
Right. Well,
and you know, Obama said, hey, I think I'm doing all right. No, he isn't. You know what I mean?
He looked at Obama when he was here last week or whatever. He looked at him like he's just some...
It's not,
you know, like
he's,
some, like, you know, Nigel.
No one has it. You have Nigel. He has no, but he has no respect.
Right.
And it all started with that Syria thing when he said, look, if they use chemical weapons, that's it. And then they used it. I'm like, well, you know, again, he kept drawing a fucking line. Right there was the moment where Putin said, "This is that's it." Right. Like if you're in a poker game, Putin said, "Okay, it's my time to raise,"
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened on a global scale.
We'll take your bluff, asshole, and boom. Because, you know, there's just so many lines in the sand you can draw. And this fucking Obama just keeps making the beach longer and longer and longer.
The paper looks like graph paper.
Yes.
So many lines drawn. Speaking on global affairs, Pepsi says goodbye to Venezuela.
Really?
Yeah, Pepsi's stock has done really well. It's a, I don't know, you prefer Pepsi or Coca-Cola you're going to drink?
I like Pepsi.
Pepsi, yeah.
See, that's all these Spanish kids like the sweet shit. Sugar, right?
Yeah, it's like that Bina. Pina colada.
Why don't you just drink that fucking Matui or Hatui?
Mateo.
What's wrong Hatui. With Pepsi?
Mateo.
No, it's a Hatui. Hatui. And also the Malta. You drink the Malta?
I love Malta.
Yeah, Malta's good. Looks like it's in a beer bottle.
You like the Malta?
It's good.
When you're a kid, you drink it because it looks like you're drinking beer.
Still drink it.
Yeah. Pepsi, earnings were better than expected in the third quarter, but the rise in Latin America revenue came with no thanks to Venezuela. Venezuelan government recently confiscated properties controlled by global importers, including Pepsi and Nestle.
Wow.
The problem? The low price of oil has decimated the country's budget, and social unrest alongside food shortages have become the norm ahead of the December election. It's a shithole in fucking Venezuela right now.
And you know what? And they left Hershey alone, too.
Yeah.
Because it took Hershey Highway, shithole, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know?
As for Pepsi, here's Citi's Wendy's, Nicholas, Peter, J. Chana, blah, 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 who buy rating. Okay, stocks, nonsense. Okay. So they're done. They fuck it. No more. And you can't get a Pepsi in Venezuela.
Can you get a?
That's the beginning of the end, folks.
Can you get a Big Mac? Can you get the new McRib?
Can you clear your throat?
No, it's your microphone. Right. It's your microphone.
Don't blame my mic this time.
It's your fucking microphone. That's shit.
Yeah.
McRib.
Here's the story. Playboy to drop nudity in its magazines. And quickly, who would notice? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when's the last time you looked at a Playboy?
I couldn't even tell you the last time I've seen one.
You know what?
In a store.
I don't even think, you know, and sometimes maybe I bought one once in the last 10 years because, honest to God, of an article.
Somebody was on it particularly.
Yeah, and I wanted, right, it was absolutely an article I wanted to read, and that was
like,
it.
Who was the last, like, real big centerfold they had?
I have no idea.
Star or something, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe, stuff like that, but... You know, listen.
But are people still buying magazines anyway?
I mean, that's what they're saying. The competition between internet and stuff. But
the number one magazine is? The Inquirer.
Yeah.
It's the number one. I mean, that's what people want to, you know, with Martians, you know, fucking, you know, your neighbor with two heads. I mean, it's so stupid.
By the way, you know that you and I talked about survival and our escape pods and stuff. And just the other day, we barely missed Annihilation because of, an asteroid the size of Texas flew by around 15 million miles from Earth.
Really?
It was pretty close.
And no one knew it was coming.
Yeah, they kind of knew, but then the trajectory said it was not going to hit us.
They didn't want to panic everybody.
Yeah.
Look at War of the Worlds, man, H.G. Wells.
Watch, let's see it come around the sun first.
Let me. It was 15 million miles. That's pretty close, man. Wow.
It isn't, yeah.
Jesus, that's real close.
I mean, there were some in the last couple of years that came between the distance of the moon and the Earth that passed within the distance.
Can
you imagine one day you're looking up and all of a sudden an asteroid hits the moon, and all of a sudden you see the moon come closer and closer. It's getting bigger. It's heading toward us.
Or how about the moon just blowing up?
Yeah.
Imagine you go outside one night and there's no moon. Wow.
Well, that would fuck up things.
It sure would, boy.
The water would probably go everywhere on the ocean.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, because the gravity.
The Earth's rotation would change. The axis, all the polars would shift and... That's what, and when they talk about tidal waves, it's not from an asteroid. They're talking about when there's a polar shift. That's a big thing conspiracy theorists say too. Eventually, there's going to be a polar shift where all of a sudden the Earth's going to like top wobble, and all the water. You know, it's like if you have Jell-O in a paper plate, you know, and you walk with it, it goes everywhere. So you have a thousand foot wall of water hitting you. And I hope our fucking pod can take that.
It's the rocket pod and balloon combo egg.
That's right. The escape egg Yeah, we're going to put it together. His balloon that blows up the air and lets the egg float in my pod,
right?
Which you sit in, and then once you get above it, and you're out there and you let it go.
Pod, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a big pod. Yeah. Well, there'll be ones for you, you know, that you can easily fit in. They'll be matchboxes.
I'll be a pee in a pod.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, pee pod.
Right.
Anyway, back to the Playboy story.
Yeah, who reads magazines anymore?
Listen, you can jerk off on the internet to every goddamn thing. You're going to buy a Playboy now?
Well, I mean, is that all Playboy ever was? It was just a jerk off? Is that 99%? The majority of people that read Playboy are only doing it
but
for self-gratification?
But they could go online and people could still read the same articles if they went to Playboy online. You
kids
get the
under 15. Kids under 15. Yeah.
Per Playboy's circulation had dropped from 5.6 million back in 1975 to about 800,000.
Wow.
That's a big drop.
Yeah.
It's like an 89.
Closer than that asteroid was to the moon.
Exactly.
You know,
so. Many of the magazines that followed it have disappeared through detailed figures. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I haven't seen a Hustler in a while, but I preferred Hustler over. You know, if you're
going to show
Hustler, Penthouse, those are the ones you want to see.
The best jerk off magazine was the Hustler.
Yeah, they showed a vagina at least.
They opened up the door. Yeah, the
well,
girls
they opened
the,
something.
The girls in. Now remember, Penthouse got into it for a little while, where they showed them peeing. That was
really?
That's how they went over edge. And some go, oh wow, look at that. You know,
that's weird.
But yeah. Playboy, they're hot looking chicks, but they got their legs closed. I mean, they're sitting there, you know, looking like what the fuck,
looking like you know, Caitlyn Jenner.
Exactly.
You see that she won that contest for Paul and Young Ron last week on Friday. She
the most famous call in.
Yeah,
and
who do you know famous?
Yeah, I get Doug. What was his name? Craig Shoemaker was in the studio.
Yep,
and it was very.
Because they played golf together, apparently.
Yeah, they had played golf together.
Now they played golf.
And he
without
asked
balls.
The question about the tees.
Right.
And he said he still plays off the men's tees.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
To be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get together and play sometime.
He sounded like it. It's Bruce Jenner. I mean, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, we played golf before.
Well, his voice is really that's really something. Huh,
they gotta really work on that somehow.
Right. You gotta see this, man. And he still has a cock, apparently, and has no plans on getting rid of it.
Can you really get rid of your cock? I mean,
can he put it away for a couple of years?
Yeah, hey, can I put it on hold? Can I put it up there and just put it back? Is there like a return policy?
You know what they should do? Make a little pocket for it, you know, down there. You can tuck it in his pocket.
Yeah, depends on what you're feeling.
Yeah, and zip it up. Right. Jesus, what a sick bastard. Huh?
Mm.
I still can't get over that whole thing, man. You?
Well, you're the one who's watching the show.
No, I don't watch it anymore because it's just so...
Yeah, that's right. There's no more report from you.
Reruns. Well, they've been reruns and I've seen them.
Right.
Do you guys watch Chris Lee?
No.
It's so funny.
Who
man.
Is this guy?
This is just a rich Atlanta businessman with a dysfunctional family, man.
No.
Daughter's hot. The son is dumb as fuck. He's got one daughter that they never show the guy who knocked her up, but she's got a little, you know, biracial baby that they never, you know, that runs around a little bit. It's just unbelievable. You got to watch it. It's really funny, though.
Wow.
Mm. It is really funny. The situations are pretty funny. But, you know, those reality shows, it's so... They got to film, like, 8,000 hours of that shit to edit down to, like, you know...
To get something worthwhile.
40 minutes. And it's got to be... Because they sit there and they'll talk to them. They're sitting on a couch, the husband and wife. And say, I don't know why... My son felt that he could just go to a hotel on his own and check into a room and use my credit card. And, you know, and then, of course, then they cut to the guy, and then the kid's already in the room with the credit card and partying and blah, 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 and they catch him. So it's all like, okay, you go to the hotel and you get to my credit card, and then we're going to set up this whole thing about you. I mean, it's just...
Of course. It's so, all contrived.
Yeah. I don't understand a word you said.
It's all bullshit.
Here's a family story.
Yeah.
Aunt Sue's then 8-year-old nephew... For $127,000 over unreasonable hug.
Did you see that?
A Connecticut jury is being asked to render a verdict in the case of an allegedly recklessly joyful 8-year-old over his deployment of unreasonable forceful affection toward his aunt, who, of course, lives in Manhattan.
And here's the funny thing. The kid lost his mother last year, right?
Yeah.
The kid's mother died.
In Connecticut Superior Court on Friday, a New York woman asked a jury to hold her nephew accountable in the tune of $127,000. Get to work, you little fucker. For the leaping hug that he gave her at his 8th birthday party, she was knocked to the ground and broke her wrist. On the morning of March 18th of 2011, little Sean Tarala of Westport was joyfully riding a new 2-wheel bicycle around his house. Well, I guess there's no discipline in that fucking place.
No.
Don't you ride the bike outside?
Yeah, right.
It was raining. Stupid.
When he spotted his 50-year-old aunt, Jennifer Connell, arriving for his party, according to the report, the boy then threw the bicycle to the ground and exclaimed, Aunt Jenny! Aunt Jenny!
This is great. Keep going.
All of a sudden, he was there in the air. I had to catch him, and we tumbled on the ground like two lovers making passionate love.
And he had a lamb shoved in his ass.
Yeah.
He was trying to get inside.
Guess what's
her.
For dinner?
Yeah.
Call back.
Yeah.
Connell testified, I remember him shouting, Aunt Jenny, I love you. And there he was, flying at me, the little fuck.
It's craziness.
The local paper reports that Tarala, now 12 and much more mature, appeared confused. He sat with his father, Michael Tarala, in the main street courtroom, the boy's mother, Lisa Tarala. Connell testified that, by the way, the boy's mother, Lisa Tarala, died last year, as Peter mentioned. Connell testified that she loved her nephew, but he should be held accountable for her injury, which he claims have fucked up her life.
Yeah.
She got a broken wrist. What is she, a bowler?
Right.
What does she throw a javelin?
So did the kid get a settlement that she's trying to like mooch off of by pulling up this old claim?
Hmm.
You said the kid's mom died.
Yeah, last year.
Did she leave him money?
Well, yeah.
Now she's trying to get a.
Where's
chunk
the father?
Of it.
She's a conniving little aunt.
Yeah, she's been banging the.
She didn't
want to
leave
father.
Me anything.
Yeah, my wrist from 4 years ago.
Yeah, and she was fucking her sister's husband while she
quote,
was sick.
I live in Manhattan in a third floor walk up, so it has been very difficult. Yeah, I live in a Manhattan.
To push the elevator button.
I live in an apartment in Manhattan, and it's really difficult for me to walk up with this broken wrist.
Right. That's funny. Yeah. I can't push the elevator button.
And we all know how crowded it is in Manhattan. There have also been ramifications to Connell's social life. Quote, it was a party recently, and I was difficulty. I couldn't give a guy a hand job.
I'm out of work.
Yeah. I used to make a few extra bucks giving guys happy endings.
Stupid Broadman.
The lawsuit claims the injuries, losses, and harms of the plaintiff were caused by the negligence and carelessness of the minor defendant, in that a reasonable 8-year-old under circumstances would know or should have known that would fuck her up. At 4:36, it took the jury 25 minutes to conclude that Sean Tarala was not negligent in his aunt's wrist injury.
Thank God.
Thank God for the court system.
You know, I'll bet she'll appeal it.
Yeah.
But she can't because of her wrist. She can't peel anything.
Well, good one.
You're welcome.
If you can imagine that. She'd have her legs amputated. She'd have a leg stand up.
Speaking of morons, and guess where she's from? Florida. Florida woman live streams her drunken crash and gets charged with DUI.
I watched that. Did you see that, stupid girl?
No.
Oh, my God.
What'd she do?
I think she was from a Florida woman incriminated herself this weekend when she broadcast herself admittedly driving drunk through a central Florida city.
Wow.
The Lakeland Police Department. Hey, I was there. Began receiving 911 calls from viewers of Periscope, the Twitter-owned social media app allowing users to live stream video, saying slurring 23-year-old Whitney Beal was filming while behind the wheel, according to the news release. Quote, I am fucking drunk, and this is horrible. I don't even know where the next gas station is. Is this horrible, guys? Beal drunkenly wailed into the Periscope video obtained by local Florida news station WTSP 10 News. Quote, she's slurring her speech, and she's going from one lane to another street, a 911 caller told Lakeland Police Department. Dispatch in an audio recording, the caller was able to send link to the Periscope stream leading officers to Beal in 2015 Toyota Corolla with a flat tire.
Jeez.
You ever see a girl do that? Yeah, I seen a girl driving down fucking 95. The tire was flat, but she wasn't stopping.
Oh, man.
So I was like, hey, you got to stop. She's like she was too scared to stop. Like she didn't want to pull over because she felt bad. But meanwhile, you're going to ruin the rim. You're going to maybe fuck up the axle.
They don't know that.
You can't drive. Once that car, that's flat, pull over.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to cause thousands of dollars of damage. Everybody should have like a AAA or something, right?
You can even call a road ranger and they'll come help you.
If you're on a highway, right?
Yeah.
A State Farm road ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like Star something?
Star FPH or FHP. FHP.
Star FHP if you get stopped and you get fucked up on the road?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, the FHP guy's coming. We got rid of all the weed and coke.
Yeah. And my selfie
911 caller said she was confirmed during the stop reported. Police officer said she smelled of alcohol, was slurring, was disoriented, and had bloodshot, glossy eyes. After failing a field sobriety test and refusing a breathalyzer, Beal was arrested and charged with DUI. Good for her.
Well, they've got her on tape, man. She's admitting she's all banged up.
Yeah. You know, it's stupid. You know, some people, it's amazing that people still video this stuff and then they get caught.
It's like that girl who killed the two chicks out here in Coral Springs, you know, 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Really? That was a murder?
No, that was, you mean the one from 2 years ago?
No, just 2 weeks ago, these two sisters who were on, you know what? No, this is a new one. You're thinking about the other chick
who went the wrong way on Sawgrass.
Yeah, well, this is another one that happened 2 weeks ago over here, and they were from Coral Springs. It happened on 95, man. They were coming back from Windermere. They were up in Orlando for the weekend. Killed two sisters, 20 and 22 years old.
Wow.
Or 23 and 21.
Who killed them? I don't understand.
So another idiot who... Drunk driver who got on the wrong way, and he lived. He's okay, and those two girls died.
Wow, so unbelievable. Why
the other girl was drinking at Taxi. What is it? What's that? Tijuana Taxi.
The other story is the girl who was like, she was like, I'm too fucked up. I'm so high to drive, something like that.
Right.
She too just, drunk to you, care. She said.
Yeah, that's
too drunk
right.
To care.
Now she just got processed, didn't she? Now she got sent to jail, didn't she? Recently, I think that was. I remember they showed her in court, all trying to look smart and proper.
Yeah. Done. Listen, you you do something like that, you deserve to be in jail. I had this chick next to me texting yesterday morning, texting, doing 20 and a 40, and I told you, I rolled my window and I ripped her. I screamed in her face, man. Just
Peter's the only guy I know when we drive around, he has road rage, but I'm driving. You know what I mean? It's one thing if you have it when you're driving, but fuck, he's in the passenger seat. We made it. We were on the median. And we're coming, I had to make a U-turn.
Right.
And the lady stops at the stop sign entering the road.
She didn't stop.
She didn't stop.
She was rolling.
I'm ready to roll. She's ready to go. And Peter's like, there's a fucking stop sign. And then she gave us the finger when she drove by us.
Yeah.
I said, I think that was for you, Peter.
Well, I think she was saying I'm number one.
Yeah, I think she was telling us how many dicks she's ever sucked. here's a story. I guess you guys did not know this. China has had a telescope on the moon for the past 2 years.
It's actually up there, and they're looking at us.
They're looking at a bunch of girls in L.A. Oh, look at the titty on her.
What are they looking at?
Point a telescope at the moon, and you might see just one looking back.
Wow.
Chinese researchers have reported that their robotic telescope, the first of its kind, has been operating flawlessly.
Flawlessly.
Ever since it landed on the moon back in 2013.
It is smoking and drinking black coffee.
The 15-centimeter telescope is mounted to the Chang 3 lander, which touched down on the lunar surface in December of 2013. The Chang 3 carried the U-2 rover, which repeatedly struggled to survive. I remember that.
You know it's a big struggle?
That didn't do so good.
You know it's more of a struggle?
What?
The Chinese trying to pronounce rover.
Rover. Did I say rubber?
Rover.
The lunar night and ceased working in March this year. But the lander is still going strong. The telescope sees in ultraviolet light, making it particularly suited for observations that aren't possible here on Earth.
Hmm.
There is no atmosphere on the moon, so unlike Earth, the ultraviolet light from celestial objects can be detected on the moon, says Jing Wang of the Natural Astronomical Observatory.
That's all right.
Who was in charge of the telescope, and since the moon rotates 27 times more slowly than the Earth, the scope can stay fixed on the same star for dozens of days without interruption. See, they're already doing that shit better than us. But then they show you a picture of what it takes, and it's like, it looks like shit.
Does it?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
They didn't use a real Chinese camera. She got into the Japanese, like a real Nikon or something, or like, you know.
Yeah.
Use the wrong camera.
Right.
Fucking stupid. The pictures.
You want to, you know, like you, isn't Japanese, the Japanese supposed to be so far ahead on technology?
Yes.
Or the Chinese are... Like, they cheat, right? The Chinese are the ones who cheat and steal shit and secrets. Like, I understand the Clinton sold a lot of, originally Bill Clinton, when he was president, sold a lot of our missile technic secrets and shit to the Chinese.
Really? How much did he get?
I don't know, a few bucks.
I was going to say a couple of bags of, chips and wonton soup.
Yeah, that's why nobody trusts Hillary.
Yeah, oh, really?
Nobody trusts Hillary.
Well, they don't trust you. Have you seen
this guy, Bernie Sanders, whatever he is,
Mm-hmm.
You listen to this guy?
He
sounds like a guy outside a deli. You know what I mean? You sit there and you're knockwish with.
He sounds like the guy from Brooklyn. The guy from Brooklyn who talks to the internet guy.
I don't know if this guy is going to.
Nobody in Indiana is going to vote for that guy.
Right?
No one in fucking, Michigan is going to vote for Bernie.
Bernie Sanders. Yes, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Ha. Hey, speaking of China, back in when the Chinese president was here in town, him and Obama sat down, and Obama's like, listen, we really don't like it when you, you know, listen to our shit. And China go, we know doing that. Okay, well, all right. Well, I just wanted to mention it. You know what I mean? He was like a pussy with the Chinese guy.
What should he have done? Chinese water torture? Tied him down? Drips of water on his head?
No, listen, no one, again, like we said, no one gives a shit about Obama.
Right.
Nobody's worried about
it. Disrespected.
Everybody now. Yeah, nobody, you know.
It's just a
nobody cares about us.
He's a brack person.
He's a brack. He's a brack.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Back when he was here, though, they had like a technology conference. All the companies of the technologies like Apple, Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg got to meet the president of China. And Mark Zuckerberg had asked him if he would name their baby, because Mark Zuckerberg is married to an Asian lady.
Right.
Right. And remember when they first showed the picture of the wedding in the backyard? Mm-hmm. I said, this couple's the first couple to ever give birth to a robot. Because, you know, they obviously is smart, and she looked very, you know,
yeah.
She looked very serious. Chinese president snubs Mark Zuckerberg's unborn child. Chinese president Xi Jinping was in no mood to grant favors at his White House state dinner, not even to Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow.
Among the many tech and media titans who were invited, a few who came to kiss Xi's ring in the September 25th dinner, hosted by President Obama and First Lady Michelle. It sucked because they only ate carrots. Zuckerberg spoke to Xi Mandarin, and he spoke to him in Mandarin. I guess Zuckerberg can speak Mandarin. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I always thought if I was going to try a language, I would do something like that. I mean, let's face it. Can you imagine you're sitting there and Chinese people talking about me on the fucking thing? You're like, Bang, jang, oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Right.
Zuckerberg spoke to him in Mandarin, asked if he would do his wife, Priscilla, the honor of giving the baby. She is expecting an honorary Chinese name. Z said, fuck off.
Yeah.
I unfriend you.
You're going to name him Mushu Pork. I name your kid Mushu
Pork.
Okay,
I name him Pansang Konga. What's that mean? Eat shit.
Yeah. You marry your own kind. That's what that means.
Z's terse reply, no. While a spokesman for Zuckerberg told us this was not correct, a second source insisted that Z did decline to nominate a name for Facebook founder's unborn baby girl, politely added it would be too much responsibility.
I got to take care of 2 billion people. You think I'm going to worry about the name of your baby?
So
he doesn't want to change.
He doesn't
diapers.
Get everything. I think that was cool. That's one thing I like about the Chinese president. Mark Zuckerberg thinks he can get everything, and he can, right?
Put him in place.
I wonder what they're going to do over there. He'll buy China. He'll buy the whole country, no?
Yeah.
He's rich, Mark Zuckerberg.
All right.
Way rich.
He married
He bought the houses around him. You know that. Like in his neighborhood, he bought the four houses all around his house.
Why?
Because he wanted to control who his neighbors were himself.
Right.
So and then even with that, the people that surround the houses are still having issues because all kinds of shit happened in that house.
Well, he brought all the Chinese, his wife's Chinese people came over.
Yeah.
He's got like 40 Chinese
just
people.
Just having a few people over. Yeah, it reminds me of my wife's house. When they cook free food, man, people come.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to put like long tables in the back of the house and shit, man. It's a party.
Oh, yeah.
But after a while, though, even my mother-in-law is like, I'm not going to keep making food for everybody. You know what I mean? Oh, she's such a good cook.
Oh, she is, man.
Oh, you didn't have my wife just made the lo mein recently, the chicken lo mein?
Oh,
my God, dude.
Good, huh?
It was so good. I mean, I kept eating it.
I'll
bet. She's like, you didn't have
it? Seen it.
Yeah, thanks. Shut up, you little fuck. Anyway, going back to some of the news, luxury doomsday bunker will allow 34 super rich families to survive the apocalypse.
Only 34?
That's right.
How do you get to choose?
When the end of the world comes, even wealthy people will not be spared. Unless, of course, they are managed to buy themselves a spot in a massive underground apocalypse bunker. Whilst it's handy because the super rich have been invited to buy a place in a 5-star shelter in Rothenstein, Germany, which is designed to allow them to live underground for a year, then emerge when the worst is over. Now, how do we know that it's only going to take a fucking year?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm scared because they're only taking Jewish applications.
Really?
The Germans, you know, they put it underneath the
ground.
We're
going to let the Jews go in first.
Right. Put them underground for a year. I'll see how they like it.
Just 34 high-worth families will be welcomed into the European Doomsday Den with prices only available on application. The sumptuous $1 billion building is fitted with swimming pools, gyms, theaters so rich don't get too bored while the rest of us are dying outside on the surface. Originally a Soviet...
You're going to make us watch Schindler's List again?
Originally a Soviet-era Cold War base, it offers a perfect balance between luxury and safety. Vivos is the most affordable way to secure ownership and space for you and your loved ones in the real underground shelter built to withstand virtually any envisioned catastrophe except the flood.
How do you get there when it happens?
Yeah, that's the thing.
The elevator ride is about 4 days.
What happens if you spend all this money on it and all of a sudden you're in Disney World vacationing with the family?
Yeah, are they going to have like a private jet come get you?
Yeah.
Bring you there?
There's got to be a way to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to move to Germany.
The Bible warns of it. Nostradamus foresaw it. Edgar Cayce predicted it. And the Hopi Indians, the third secret of Fatima, St. Malky, and prophets throughout the ages all warn of the same epic global catastrophe at the end of the earth.
Just don't know when it's going to happen, though.
That's right.
So what do you do? How do you plan for that?
That's the thing. You imagine if you spend billions of dollars to buy this fucking bunker and then you happen to be like on vacation when it happens, or you know what I mean?
Or dead.
Or your cell phone's dead and you don't get the message.
Or you're dead already.
Yeah.
It's kind of meh.
And you pass it on to your children and they laugh at you going, there's nothing going
to
happen.
I really would have liked the condo in Miami.
You wasted all that money in that fucking underground thing?
What'd you do with all that money?
Hey, Dad, how come there's no windows?
I bought a bunker.
Right.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here again with Peter Leonard.
Good day.
Elgin David.
Hello.
And we'll be back with a little more right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Wednesday. Hope you guys, if you got nothing to do, don't forget tonight, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be your host along with Justin Cross, a comic who's been originally from, I guess, Jacksonville, St. Augustine area. Special guest, and Cal Verducci is our feature, who's normally a headliner, but so it's going to be like a co-headliner thing. But, of course, Clayton Fletcher is our headliner, so it's going to be a great show tonight. Just $10 at Tavolino's,
yeah,
and a great meal and everything.
The Dougie.
What the
Dougie double feature, remember?
The Dougie double feature.
I couldn't even say it.
Yeah, man. He is stoned. Look at him. He's wasted. He nails a part in a commercial. He's like, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
So, dude, you can make good money on that? That's good money, right?
Yeah.
The more states involved, the better?
Absolutely. I hope they book me. We'll see what happens.
Now, how long do you have to wait, usually? Because after an audition, it's usually 3 or 4 days. You don't hear, then that's it, right?
And then you'll see what happens.
You have an agent?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what's his name?
Her name.
Her? You got a female agent?
Cindy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How old is she, 60? Is that like the Seinfeld episode or whatever? Is the 90-year-old agent?
Well, I'm with an agency, so she's one, and then I have another one.
Which agency?
Stellar Talent.
Stellar what?
Stellar Talent.
Very stellar. Nice. Stellar.
Yeah.
Very good.
No, you got to have a few, right? Like.
Yeah, you got to be with a few different ones as well.
I thought you'd have to sign an exclusive with an agent, no?
No, you don't have to sign an exclusive.
It's a right-to-work state.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Non-union.
Listen, when you're a baseball player, you have an agent. Scott Boris doesn't let you fucking talk to the other asshole.
Well, that's a personal agent. When you're with an agency, you don't have to sign exclusive. Oh, okay. If someone's working for me exclusively, they'd probably be getting more percentage, but I'd be getting more work.
Right.
You know, right. I'm with an agency where I just get sent on ads or competitions as far as like castings for shows or TV commercials or whatever.
You're the filler.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's true. It's like now, like I have two working agents.
Mm-hmm.
One in New York and one in L.A. And they basically get 10% of whatever they book me.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do they book you?
Well, one got me into the approval for the Gotham Comedy Live on Access.
Beautiful.
Which now I'm waiting, and I found out that they're booked through November. So they only have one show in December, so this may push into the next year. And I was hoping to get a TV credit before 2016. Damn it.
Wow.
Fuck.
You need one. You need
I need a TV credit.
What can we do? Can you rob a bank or something?
Yeah.
As seen on the news.
Yeah,
right.
As seen on ABC News.
Right. As seen it at,
I got to tell you, I worked in banks, right? I manage money in banks, and there's so many times where especially in the 90s, where I'm just sitting back there like using a fax machine or something, or I'm in the back and the vault's there and there's just stacks, like, you know, they have the money in the stacks in the plastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, there's like a big cube of fucking money. I don't know how much, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in a stack that I get to pick up like a bale.
Well, could you?
You know, yeah, I could pick it up. And you know what I mean? I mean, of course, you're not going to do that. I mean, like, how far are you going to get?
But you could have been the inside man. You could have provided the info of when it was going to be.
I got to tell you, one time when I worked in one of the branches out in the Miramar area, one of the tellers got busted. Sweet girl. She's always nice and everything.
Right.
She was part of a ring where people were coming and bringing in, I don't know if it was checks of some sort or something, and she would cash them, and the money would then be gone, and then knowing the account, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like a real person would have kind of saw that and went, this isn't right.
Right.
And then she got busted. All of a sudden, you know, people walked in, like the FBI. And I remember I'm sitting in her suit. I was nice. Who are these people? You could tell, you know, of course they have a gun.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, what's going on? Like, oh, don't worry about it. And, you know, all of a sudden they're in the break room and things going on. And the person comes out with their hands behind their back.
Crying? Yeah. Was she crying?
Yeah. This girl was just like, you could look scared. You know, she was like, yeah.
She was a little frazzled.
And, you know, where I worked, people ask me, you know, where I went, work in the bank as long as I've been in the bank when there have been at least four or five robberies.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I used to work at it used to be Great Western at the time, which is on McNabb Road in University, right on that, what's that, the southwest corner.
Yeah.
It's a PNC now. That used to always get robbed because people would just jump on the McNabb and head east.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people would rob banks where that the getaway would be, we'd get on a highway quick, you know, you can disappear.
Yeah.
Right? And but a lot of them were just quiet. They come up to the teller with a note.
Where were you when this happened?
I usually had an office, like, you know, in the branch somewhere.
Right.
I was either at a desk or behind, like, one of those cubicle, like, glass office thing, you know. And I remember one time, right here it was a Glendale Federal. So this was, like, in 93, 94, something like that. And I was coming back from lunch, and some guy was walking out, and he had a bag. And he had that look on his face, and I could see the girls behind the teller line, like, looking frantic. And they're like, oh, you know, he just, you know, he robbed the bank. And right there, technically, I'm supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to stop. If you work at a bank and you try to stop a robbery, you're fired.
Right.
That's it. They don't ask questions. You're done. Get out the fuck out. And so I didn't go into the bank. I saw the guy, and I took two steps backward. And I saw the guy run out of the parking lot and run to, like, the neighborhood where there's the condos where he was parked. And I got in my car, and I followed the guy, you know, for a while. And I called the police and gave their license number and shit.
Wow.
And then the guy says, okay. And then the cops... As I'm following the guy was speeding, and the cops, you know, they call, you know, they're like, "You got back off now," and
they got
him. You know, yeah, we're going to tell you, we spotted him. We're, you know, you don't need to follow him. You know,
did you get the reward?
I got nothing.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
the cops split it.
When you work at a bank too, they test you. Like, they'll show you something happened, like on a video, like, you know, hey, this is a normal day at the bank. Blah 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 blah. Okay, and then boom, something happens. Like, okay, tell us what the guy was wearing. Tell, you know, like, you have to try to remember. And it's amazing. You think you remember shit, but then to recall it, like, did the guy have a mustache or a beard? You're like, well, I don't, you know what I mean?
Was he
wearing a jacket, or was it a sweater? Was it jeans? You know what I mean? All these things that you would think you would have fucking known because you saw the person, but without really knowing.
Hold on a second. Close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes.
All right.
What color shirt am I wearing? I've been sitting here for an hour and a half.
You're wearing, like, some sort of salmon or green. Was it a greenish pink, whatever?
Yeah, it's green. Yeah.
Okay. Purple.
Right. You're looking at me for 2 hours. It's funny. And I used to play a game years ago where...
Hide the sausage?
You're sitting around. You're sitting at somebody's house. And there's a table. There's a cocktail table.
Right.
And you tell... And you know, there may be an ashtray, maybe a bowl, maybe this, maybe that, a remote control, maybe something, you know, something, magazine. And you say to, like, a bunch of people, say... I look at my table. You see it? Look at it, pretend second. Now close your eyes. Tell me what's on it. And, you know, you never come anywhere near what you think
cocaine.
You were called. Or you take one item off the table and you go, what item's missing? And it's kind of cool. You train your brain to observe stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
And that was the part of the thing when you work at the bank. That's why they try to teach you always be a little more alert a bit of a dialogue down.
Everybody who walked
like
in the bank, I'd write down what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Keep a big notebook.
Hey, here's a little story. I'm a wine drinker. You like wine, right?
No.
Yes, you don't like wine?
It depends. You know,
you like wine?
It's, you know, it's whatever.
Right? Are you drinking like an alcohol? Because I'm more of a wine guy now. I don't like to drink hard alcohol anymore.
Oh, really? Oh.
I'm actually gonna. I'm tailing her while smoking, drinking, everything. Once January comes, I'm gonna.
Oh, really?
90 days, man. 90 days cleanse.
I'll hold you to it, man.
I'm gonna. Yeah, believe me. Something got to help me.
Well, listen. You know, wine is very fattening.
Well, white wine more particularly. Well, they both have sugar.
There's like a 20, yes.
White wines, by the way, we all know that a glass of red wine a day is supposed to be good for your blood and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now they say white wines may be just as good for you as red, in some ways at least.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, scientists have documented the benefits of red wine for heart health, cholesterol control, and possibility even cancer prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that. I'm going to have another bottle.
Yeah.
In the numerous studies. But what about the cousin, the white kind? Shorter answer is that evidence supporting the white wine's health benefits, while still limited, is growing. While previous studies of the elixir have been mostly focused in testing in animals or on testing components of the drink itself.
Hmm.
So next time you see a drunk squirrel, he just got out of a fucking wine tasting.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if I see a raccoon walking across the street. Hey, I was part of a study.
You know, I just like these phonies, man. You know, I told you I do these wine, I host these wine, I MC at these wine events for Sherry Gurman. You met her. And I did one last week at an Italian restaurant in Delray, and some idiot, you know, I see this guy, I love when these phonies going, I taste a hint of oak.
Mm-hmm.
I have a taste and hint of apple and pear. I go, any fucking grapes in that wine? No, seriously. He says, what's it taste like to you? I said, it tastes like fucking grapes, man. Fermented grapes. You know, they're such phonies. I call them cork dorks.
That's funny.
Because yeah. They're just fucking, they sit there and they swirl the thing and they've got to stick their nose in the glass and smell it first to make sure. You know, it's just such bullshit. It's such a phony thing. And the funny thing is that they don't think they're alcoholics. They're all loaded. It's just wine. They're loaded at the end of these.
My wife got this thing about doing a wine tasting and something in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a certain amount of every, you know, and I'm like, well, we got to have at least a, you know. Because we used to go to that. We used to be part of these wine clubs. So we'd go to these wine tastings, and then you end up buying a case of two or three different wines while we were there.
Snob.
Wife, listen, I told my wife, forget that. She just goes, like, she goes to Costco now, and she just goes nuts and buys, you know, a shitload of wine.
Listen, the bottom line is you can go on these, you know, websites and go look for, like, top wines under $20, top wines under $10, top wines under $30, and they're all great wines. I mean, there's such... And these people who claim that, this $9 bottle of wine can't possibly be any good.
Right.
Well, bullshit. There's some of it's very good.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be, I was in Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and I was just, they happen to have Rodney Strong, which is a pretty good little brand.
I love Rodney Strong.
And as I was looking for, this was a few years ago, so out of the 2007s, 6-8s, they had a 2003 that was just sitting there.
Wow.
And, you know, I reached through, you got to look through, sometimes... Then all the same year.
Right.
So you got to look.
Did you grab it?
Fuck yeah, did I grab it.
Hell yeah, man.
Shoved it up my ass and walked out without paying for it.
Rodney.
Yeah, man. No.
It's a good bottle of wine, man.
Yeah, that's a good bottle. So.
You know what? What about the $2 chuck over there at Trader Joe's?
What?
You ever hear that wine?
No.
Trader Joe's sells a wine in a box called a $2 chuck.
Yeah.
It's $2.99. And it's in a box. And it's fucking delicious, man.
Yeah, I saw an episode of how they make that wine during an episode of Lockup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They make it in the jail cell?
They make it in the toilet.
Yeah.
The Pruno.
Yeah. Lockup.
Wait a minute. Let me go first. Hey, our good friend Donald Trump is to host Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He will headline the NBC variety show on November 7th.
Wow, man.
Live from New York, it's Donald Trump. The Republican presidential, you think somebody running for president should be able to do something like that type of promotion?
It's so weird. I don't know.
It can make or break. Could you imagine if you go on there and you act
Hillary
like
Hillary was on, man, wasn't she?
Well, she was just on.
What?
Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live.
Really? Right. A lot of people in politics have been on Saturday
Night Live. Yeah, I think it's not. I don't think it's a good idea. Politics should, you know.
Listen, but these people.
It's like a rock star who wants to be a comic or a comic who wants to be a rock star.
You know what it is? They're taking it. To showbiz. Now politics is showbiz. You know, and Trump is the epitome of it all, man. He's changed the face of the political scene just with all his, you know, honesty.
Trump will appear with the musical guest Sia.
Sia.
Sia?
Yeah.
Sia.
See you later. Gotta go. Gotta play. Got another gig. Trump told the reporter in August that NBC had recently asked him to host, but was unavailable. I had a great time, Trump said, of the first time hosting the show back in 2004.
They actually asked me to do it the second time, but I wasn't able to do it because I was busy making cash.
I'm running for president.
Yes.
In case you
and all these losers out there, I could do anything.
His turn as host comes several weeks after Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton appeared on the season premiere. So far this season, Tara Kilman has been impersonating Trump on SNL. Yeah, he does a good job.
That comb over.
I don't know. Have you? You still? He's still up in the polls. Ben Carson's catching up, but that guy can't get out of the way of himself.
How's D's Nuts doing?
I don't know.
D's Nuts. First of all, isn't Ben Carson black?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't we learn our lesson?
That's terrible. I mean, I could say this, that him and Obama are completely different. No, they're completely.
He's a lot darker.
No, he's a much different dude. I mean, I think this guy. Listen, I the reason I like Trump is because I want the rest of the world to be scared. You don't think Putin is going to say, "Oh my God"? You don't think Trump is going to sit there and go? I mean, can you imagine Trump with the power of the American military?
Hey, what's this button for?
Maybe we're just trying to have our own Kim Jong Un.
That's right.
Because you know how they have a crazy dictator over there. Maybe we want to have somebody who's representing us who looks just as crazy.
They just showed something of their middle class. Because we get our impression of North Korea, it's that it's a bunch of people living like slaves, right? Living in a little commune. But now they're trying to show more of it, that it's kind of like they have their own middle class, and they have like this recreation stuff they do and things. Mm-hmm. It's probably like a small group of fucking people. Act happy or I kill you. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, listen, I like, Lenny Travis's President Vinny routine.
Yeah.
We need to hug out the guy named Vinny. President Vinny. Hey, China. $5 billion we owe you? Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go ahead.
That last check? You didn't get our last check? Oh, yeah, you did. Here's a little story. I thought this is interesting. The 10 most corrupt countries in the world.
Wow.
Do you think you know what the 10 most corrupt countries in the world are?
No.
Because we always complain about our country, like, oh, this fucking place, that's one thing that was always a good thing to say. When somebody says, oh, this country sucks, I'm like, you ever live anywhere else? Have you ever lived in Mexico? Right. You ever live in El Salvador? Mm. You ever live in Turkey? You see that peace march, those fucking people got blown up in Turkey?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and peace. P-A-E-C. Yeah, they're in pieces.
Oh, I thought it was pieces meeting.
Yeah. A pieces march.
It was a pieces march, so I blew up everybody.
I blew you up to pieces.
The more pieces, the better.
More peace to go around.
There's more peace, that's right. I just want the peace. A piece of Poland, a piece of Hungary.
And a piece of your finger.
The 10 most corrupt countries in the world.
Mexico's got to be in the top 5.
You think?
Absolutely.
Let's see.
Is that where you're from?
Number 10. Eritrea.
What?
Eritrea.
Never heard of it.
Eritrea is a new entrant onto the list this year, having vaulted from 25 to number 10 in 2014. Many people may have never even heard of Eritrea, let alone be aware of the corruption issues the country faces. Eritrea is located in Africa, bordering the Red Sea directly across from Saudi Arabia. Bordering Djibouti, the South Sudan, to the north, Eritrea is a small and relatively poor country with a GDP of only $3.44 billion.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm. So, what's there corrupt?
What else is there?
Well, number nine.
Libya.
Oh, there you go.
There's one you know.
Gaddafi.
Remember Gaddafi?
Sure.
I felt bad that when Gaddafi died, he left all his funny hats and robes to Elton John. Few nations have experienced as much turmoil after the past few years as Libya. The country's government saw its downfall during a mass uprising. Remember the Arab uprising, the Arab Spring, whatever it was?
Yes.
And they all went nuts over there?
Well.
And then that one guy went into power, and then he got fucking killed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They took away their umbrellas, their sunshades. Fucking hot there.
Led prosecutors are parading around, which the body of former President Muammar Gaddafi on the streets. Remember, they had the fucking guy. He was dead. Fucking, when Muslims, I love it when they don't like somebody, boy.
It was like body surfing.
Yeah, it looked like crowd surfing.
Right, crowd surfing.
They were crowd surfing.
Yeah,
but he was dead. The country's fall was part of a lot of reasons, of course. They say the American government may have. Libya is still embroidered in turmoil. No formal government has taken root in fighting between rebels and those loyal to the old administration are still taking place.
No one cares.
According to the world, the GDP is about 9.4% during 2013. Number eight, Uzbekistan.
Oh, of course. I thought they'd be higher up on the list.
You did?
Sure.
One of the lesser traveled nations in the world, Uzbekistan, finds itself in the world's messiest countries. From an economic standpoint, there appears to be going all right, 8% growth in GDP. That's it. Information from the world's bank indices. Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you ever like go, hey, let's go to Uzbekistan?
I actually, when I saw that name on the eye chart at LensCrafters.
It says Uzbekistan.
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah.
Right, Elgin?
My travel agent actually just recommended I take a trip. They have lovely tours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on one of those Viking riverboat cruises.
Yeah.
Don't those look fun?
Yeah, bring your own paddle.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Don't you think those?
No.
Number seven, Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
Yeah. Well, a lot of Turkish and shit.
Turducken. Why?
It's a dangerous neighborhood, to say the least, bordered by Iran, Afghanistan, and Uzbekistan.
Mm.
And Kazakhstan. Who the fuck could stand being here?
Listen, any country that ends in an A-N, let's just blow them the fuck up. Right? Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Saskatchewan. Right?
And Turkmenistan likes to describe itself as a secular democracy, presidential republic, while in practice the government more closely resembles an authoritarian dictatorship.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, imagine you can only be as good as your neighbors. Yeah. Your neighbor in Afghanistan and all the fucking places. Number six, Iraq.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Well, we know why that is.
Right.
Iraq, that place Iran. Ever fucking straight now.
You know why Stevie Wonder sings about these countries, by the way?
Why?
Iraq, Iran, I don't know.
Yeah. Got some kind Number five, the South Sudan.
Sudan.
Hmm. Boy.
Hmm.
Never corruption in African nations.
No.
One of the world's youngest countries, South Sudan, officially declared independence back in 2011, following a long-standing conflict with the parent countries of Sudan,
mm-hmm.
which originally got its independence in 1956.
Well, it's taken a long time, man. 59 years.
It really doesn't have a long-standing government. Doesn't even know who the fuck people walk up and go, what do you want me to do?
Then I have a post office.
You want me to fix all this shit? What are you, crazy?
Then I have a post office, man.
What? You want me to build road? Fuck you. My camel doesn't need a road.
All right.
And number four, Afghanistan. Well, a shithole.
Listen, another in.
Another stand.
Yep, stand. Fuck stand.
Not a good country, but if you want to get heroin or poppy, it's a good place.
Yeah.
Number three, the Sudan.
Another in.
Isn't it easy?
Yeah. Sudan. Yeah. Don't sue me. No, we're going to sue Dan.
Sue Charlie. Don't sue Dan.
No. I have a lawyer, too. So what happened?
Yeah. Sudan. All right. Who was that? That was number
three. Now I got number two.
Number two. North. Oh, a tie. There's a tie. North Korea.
Of course.
Of course.
And Mexico.
And tied for number one, Somalia.
Really?
Great Somalia. Movie, Black Hawk Down. You ever see that?
Yeah, that was a really good
movie. That was awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. That was a great
That was one movie. Of those war movies that, you know.
That you really,
it was epic true. Where they were in the battle zone and then all of a sudden they're in a street area where it's safe, they can walk.
Yeah.
And just a few blocks down the road, there's border fire.
Right.
In a neighborhood.
Yeah.
In a fucking neighborhood.
Well, you never
And people are living amongst this. Hey, go get me bread.
Right.
You know, go pick up some milk at the store.
Dude, I lived in Spanish Harlem. Manhattan was the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You cross the street and on that side of Broadway, West End Avenue, is perfect. You go the other block to Amsterdam and you could get shot and killed. Right,
well, I could tell you a guy that was in Ibiza. That's off, isn't that Spain?
Ibiza,
that's
Spain.
The pizza up at Connecticut, right? Ibiza.
Here's a story: shocking Ibiza cannibal attack.
Ibiza.
That was actually shown. You actually see the video. Shows British DJ having his face chewed off by a stranger, growling like a wild animal.
Wow,
a British DJ.
Kenny McSween admitted, "I thought I was going to die after he was pounced on in a lobby." Of his apartment and horrifically beaten.
Mm.
This shocking CCTV eaten. Captures the moment a British DJ was savagely beaten and bitten in the face at his Ibiza apartment block.
Wow.
Terrified Kenny McSween was pounced on in the lobby and subject to a horrific 20-minute attack, which a man pinned him down and gnawed his face.
Wow.
That's the flocka.
The attack lasts so long that the attacker, thought to be a Spaniard, is seen taking his jacket off and wiping sweat from his forehead before carrying on the beating.
He was dipping bread into his face, by the way.
Yeah, I need more garlic. But when police arrived, Kenny claims they handcuffed him and let his attacker go. Kenny, 38, says he still has no idea what the man launched himself assault by. Claims, I may have had a little sauce on my chin.
That's unbelievable, man.
You know? The guy claims he thought he was an intruder.
Wow. No, I've eaten a chick before, but not like that.
Yeah. I never, like, bitten in.
No.
So I thought he was an intruder, so I ate his face
off.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
The DJ says, I honestly thought he was going to kill me. Huh. I feel like I've gone 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to see a picture of this dude?
Mike Tyson would have bitten his ear.
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy. He looks like an alien.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
How swollen his face is.
Looks like a black eye.
He didn't get eaten as bad as the guy on the Miami Bridge, though.
No, that guy.
He died. Didn't he? Poopo died after all?
Well, he ate his eyes.
Yeah, he lost his eyes and his nose.
And his nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he was playing the guitar after a year after it happened. They showed all his face, and he was still high spirits.
I haven't seen him.
He's appearing tonight at Black Box in Boca.
Yeah. Because my face swelled up like a balloon, and I was dripping with blood from where he bit me. The sound of him biting me still haunts me. He was growling like an animal.
And you know what else? He chewed with his mouth open, which is really rude.
And he talked, too, which
is
rude.
That's fucking rude.
He's talking while he's eating.
Right. That's not really...
I have no idea why he did it, the police said. Told me he later suspected he didn't live there. He suspected I didn't live there.
He didn't have a napkin either. He just had my face just dripping off his chin.
I think we have an intruder, so I think instead of calling the police, I'll just have lunch. But he went well beyond any reasonable use of force to detain me. Once he started punching me, he didn't stop until the police arrived. Kenny has been DJing in Ibiza for 2 years. That's
a tough
DJs.
Word for him, DJ.
Because when you look at it,
yes,
and you read the story, he goes, it's DJing.
Okay,
so I'm like
DJing. Well, that's a couple of Chinese name.
I thought it was a city in Ibiza. I thought it was like Jing Ibiza.
Yeah.
For 2 years and the season played the swag and played Ibiza and Seoul City Ibiza.
And what if he was giving BJs? Would you say BJing?
I guess so.
He was giving blowjobs in Ibiza. He was BJing.
That's right. At any rate.
That's fucking
wild.
What
a fucking story.
Yes, and the whole thing is insane, man. The world's gone crazy. I think it's all the chemicals in our food. It's all that fucking
I think people
gluten.
Just have people.
It's got to be gluten.
Once people have all this stimulus, and now they have to eventually, like you asked earlier, why does a gay guy shove a gerbil up his ass? Because he's done everything else. He's like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of guys that turn gay because they've done, like they say, these good-looking guys, like they fucked every broad, they get bored with that, and then they flip over to the dark side, and then they become gay. And after a while, like, well, what else is, they keep searching for that next, that next big thing, right? So that's the world's doing that. This is, I want to do something. I want more.
Sheep.
I want more.
Well, in Germany, this is true, in the 50s, in those... When the Beatles first went to Germany to, because that's where all the bands went. They had the
Wembley.
No. They played in like bars. No. These bars in like the seedy part
in Germany.
Yeah, it's called the Reeperbahn.
Right.
Okay, so the Reeperbahn, that's where all the...
Over there.
Really? Did you?
Yeah, in St. Pauli.
Okay, so all the whorehouses are there,
It's the red light district.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So they had all these great bars and shit, and the Beatles would go over, and they would play and stuff. And they said the Germans, like they would play like 7 hours. They'd keep screaming at them, Max Show. And they'd want more show, they needed more.
Right.
You know, and they'd bring a vaudeville guy and a stripper, and they had strippers on while the Beatles were playing. These girls would go out and do burlesque shit, you know, because they just had to, it was the stimulation. They just had to be, you know.
Some sort of activity.
Right. The visual, all of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Listen, everybody's got to lighten up a little bit. Calm the fuck down.
Now, here's the wild shit, man. But now everybody is into a screen. You know, you ever go out to dinner lately, Elgin? with your chick. You go to
I hear what you're saying. Everyone's looking down at their screens.
People are out to dinner together.
That bugs me.
And they're looking at their phones. They're looking at their. They're going through email.
People
or
walking
Facebook
through
or,
amusement parks. You know, anybody. You know, and I can't tell you when I'm on the highway. I don't. Whenever I look over, somebody's on their phone.
Yep, it's just terrible, man.
Now, is it up to us to, like, do you honk and do you say, like,
I absolutely do. You saw me.
Yeah.
You saw, you witnessed it, man. I'm a fucking lunatic. Because like 4 months ago, some cunt hit me fucking texting.
Doing
that sitting
stuff.
In a red light.
I would say that.
I think it's an addiction.
I think over 80% of people when they're driving, if not more, are, are, you know, this is like card sharks.
I was
I
on,
think
yeah.
the number's 80%.
Right? I believe you. I was on 95 this morning, and it was like, I was on the highway. It's people, are you have nowhere to be.
Right.
Holding people up, causing traffic, it's crazy.
Like, I finally got in the habit of just, when I do it, I do it when I'm at a stoplight.
Right.
So now, even if I'm not, I get to the point now, I'm not even interested. I stop, I grab the phone, like, it's a habit. Oh, I might as well look. And then I'm like, what the fuck? You know, this could wait, man.
Right. What
this
did
stuff
we
could
do?
Wait. This stuff could wait 30 minutes.
You know what's even worse? I mean, do yourself a favor and call someone. If you're going to sit texting, fucking call that person. Listen to their voice, you know? Don't put somebody in danger. Don't. It takes you 40 minutes to text a 5-minute conversation. Period.
Yeah.
I mean, you're stupid. People are just, I can't take it, man. They should outlaw it. They should outlaw. They should have some way to put some kind of electronic device in your car that immediately.
Okay, big brother.
No, I'm serious. That blocks the transmission of anything but a cellular phone call. Period.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was in my friend's car the other day, and I was trying to hook up the Bluetooth to the car so I can play my music or whatever through the car. And I was at the stoplight starting to set it up. Light turned green, and I hit my gas. And as I started driving, it shut off, and it said Bluetooth is disabled when the car is in motion. So it wouldn't let me.
Well, that's like German cars, like my wife's.
Brilliant.
Although Volkswagen isn't well known for their ethics right now. But, right? But, you know, you can't, like, it has that warning, like, when you're driving, you're not to mess with that. But, like, my Volvo wouldn't do it. Like, if it was, the car was made in Europe.
Yeah.
Because my Volvo was made in Europe. It was brought here, which is different.
It's Sweden.
Yeah, whatever. It's like it was supposedly made for that. And then, but it won't. You couldn't do anything. It won't even fucking let you mess up with anything like that when the car is moving.
Right.
So.
I think that's a great. I think it's fantastic.
Why not? Anyway, we got to go. That's it.
What?
We're done. Oh, yeah, man. Thank God. This has been a long day. I'm tired. He's
so
not
grab
feeling
some lunch,
good.
Man.
I'm glad we got through the show. I couldn't do it without you guys. Oh, today, because I would, you know, I'm fucking beat. I'm exhausted. I'm like you said, I'm doing all these things at once.
You are. You're
and
very
I've got
busy,
a lot going
man.
On, and I'm just at the point where I'm like, I don't know. I don't want a vacation either, because then when you want a vacation, you're bored. Like, I want to fucking do something.
Yeah.
And then when you know what I mean, then you get on vacation, you start doing shit, and
you're
like, oh, this sucks. I'm tired. I'm going to go back to doing my other shit.
Dude, you're on vacation.
Anyway,
you're
don't forget tonight, Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. Your headliner, Clayton Fletcher, Kyle Verducci is your feature, and Justin Cross is your special guest. Don't forget, Thursday and Friday night, Clayton Fletcher and I will be at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach. Showtime's 9 o'clock. Go to contact Gregory's Comedy Club for that. And then St. Augustine, Jacksonville area, we're going to be at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club, the old Gypsies Comedy Club in St. Augustine. And that's Saturday night, 9 o'clock show, just $12 for tickets. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow Elgin at
Elgin David Comic.
And you can follow Peter.
Don't follow me anywhere.
There you go. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Tomorrow on the show, Clayton Fletcher and other special guests here on the show. Right here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, and we'll be back here tomorrow at the same spot.
Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears.